that as we walk around in everyday life, as the sound comes out your ear, it's a manifestation, a holographic representation of who you are and everything that's happened to you. And I started doing this and looking and researching and finding out the properties of my ears and voice and how that could be duplicated for everybody, because I knew that when I died, it died. That they are making people drink out of toilets. She knew her vocal range. She knew that wasn't true. And so people won't believe her when what they feel from what she says doesn't match her words. So we immediately did her vocal print, and it all appears in fantasy. Disagree. That means, and you can look at it in their vocal print, they don't have a strong foundation of what they believe, so they have to resort to violence because they know logically and lovingly their position is not valid. Because some of the things I found will just turn your hair white. I don't think God lets things happen without a reason. It's how we respond to it that makes a difference.
Finally, I am able to offer Bill Andrews' amazing new anti-aging dietary supplement with TAM. I have been wanting this since I learned about its discovery approximately 4 years ago. At that time, it was not available as an oral supplement, but now Define Time with TAM is here. This amazing product counteracts and suppresses the fundamental cause of aging, telomere shortening. TAM improves biological health in skin, vessels, brain, and bone. Specifically, it works to lengthen telomeres in cells, leading to younger and healthier cells. Currently, Define Time with TAM is the most effective anti-aging compound available in the world today. Listeners will receive a 5% discount using code SARAH5. Be sure to use this every time you buy. It will also work in conjunction with other offers. See additional research and learn more with the link below. Business Game Changers, I'm Sarah Westall. I have the amazing Sherry Edwards coming back, and she had some show ideas she wanted to do. And based on how much people liked her work, and actually, frankly, how incredible her work is, I wanted her to come back. She did an analysis, a very short 45-second minute analysis of my voice, and came back with this incredibly accurate reading of my personality, very much like I did, you know, something that it would take 30 minutes to an hour that I've done in the past with different, you know, personality charts and stuff that I never believed that those are going to be accurate, and they come back pretty accurate. And then she did it in about 30 seconds just off my voice. And so I have become really intrigued with her work because of it just showing me that. And I've had different listeners doing the same thing, going to get it, and I'm like, wow, it's really accurate. But she does way more than just, you know, the personality profiles and stuff. She has this mutation that she was born with where she can hear things out of her ear that we, a normal person, cannot hear because our bodies just don't work the way hers does. And she's been analyzed in many labs, military labs and universities. And indeed, she has this amazing skill. And a lot of people utilize her work to figure things out. So I'm very intrigued with what she has to say, but she wanted to come back here and talk specifically. She's very bothered by politics, like all of us, on what's going on in our country, and that her ability to be able to tell when somebody is lying. She can tell when someone's lying. And, you know, at first it's kind of intimidating, but I know I don't lie. And so I'm like, okay, you know, bring it on. I do the best I can to not lie. And I'm very honored that she could tell that of me. And she wanted to come on and talk about the squad. And I got to tell you, the squad, the way that Fox News and other people are talking about the squad, I think it's terrible branding for them, because it shows four minority women, creates that challenge that they keep saying that there's white supremacy, which I think is BS. Just because you don't agree with the narrative of the current Democrats, you're a white supremacist, apparently. And so if I'm fiscally conservative, then suddenly all fiscal conservatives are white supremacists. That makes absolutely no sense. I'm into freedom of speech for everyone. And so that makes me a white supremacist. I mean, these things are so ridiculous that I would think you'd be able to read through. Anybody with a brain that can be intellectually honest would know that these things are just ridiculous, what they're placing on people. I always thought I was in the middle. I was always an independent, kind of in the middle. I love family. I care about my kids, all the, apple pie kind of stuff. And now I'm a far right person, apparently. So that's the kind of stuff that is so disturbing. And she analyzed their personalities, and she was really disturbed with what she found. And so we're going to get into that. She's going to first talk about what her skill set is, so you get a foundation a little more, especially for those that didn't see the first show. And I highly recommend you see the first show that I did with her. But she's going to do that, and then she's going to get into each one of their personality traits. And I think the one that's the most disturbing is Omar, and you'll see as we go through. But then she gets into other things like Obama and Jerry Sandusky and some other things, and then talks about other things, amazing things that she can do with sound and how she can help people. And she's getting up there in age, and her whole goal is to get this out to the people. Get this out, because it's so important for people to understand how to use bioacoustics for healing. And it really is probably the future of medicine, that and the electric body. Understanding how we all work is at a much more detailed level. It's amazing. It's healthy. It's not chemical. It doesn't hurt your body. There's nothing to lose by doing something like this, which makes it amazing. So let's get into my show with Sherry Edwards. Hi, Sherry. Thank you so much for rejoining the program.
It's great to be here again.
Well, you had some excellent ideas that I was really very interested in talking about. And the listeners who could see the show, because it was shadow banned, and, at least it got over, I think it got over 20,000, which is actually pretty good nowadays. But you couldn't find the show. If you put your name and my name, it wouldn't come up. So whatever. But people really enjoyed the show, and then you came back with some ideas, and I thought they were just absolutely wonderful. But before we get into that, I want you to give people a refresher on this amazing skill that you have and how that has transformed into a new field. And I know you weren't the only one or the first one to do it, but you've been the one pioneering this field in the last few decades, called bioacoustics. Can you talk about that?
Literally, bio, life, and acoustic sound. So life sound. And we have a dual system of sound coming out your ear, and people didn't know that. And that's what I was hearing all along and didn't know it. John Hopkins University verified it. And we also have sounds coming out of our mouth. So I think that as we walk around in everyday life, as this sound comes out your ear, it's a manifestation, a holographic representation of who you are and everything that's happened to you. And the trouble comes when the sound coming out of your ear and the sound coming out of somebody else's mouth begins to mix like two waveforms in a pond. And what the words are saying doesn't match what the person knows from living and listening and learning about how people say things. And so there we run into truth and lies. And people get really uneasy and go into cognitive dissonance, feeling strange in what people are saying. They don't believe it. What I did in my undergraduate degree in interpersonal communication, I tried to find out if people lied, what was really going on in people's brain. Now, I didn't know what I was doing. I was born with an unusual pattern in my ear that a saculus something like a dolphin ear has been activated, and I could duplicate those sounds. And so as I heard sounds from people, I was on a radio show the other day, and the lady asked me, well, what do you hear from me? And she was really open. And I said, well, you got a note of B, you've got a problem with your wrist and forearm. And she had just broken her wrist and forearm. So you can hear that if you know how to listen. And I think it's a talent, but we've put it into a computer program. And all of it started with me just trying to find out why my ears and voice were different and why I could touch something and hear a sound. Or an example being my daughter fell off this great big swing into shallow water and she burst her leg open. And it was pretty bad. You could see all the adipose tissue and hanging there. And I'm no good in emergencies, and she isn't either. But we were 45 minutes or so from help, and so I just knelt between her and her knee so she wouldn't see it, and I started toning to her. It was before cell phones, and so we sent somebody for help. I knew she was going to die. I knew she was going to bleed to death. I could see all the vessels and stuff that was broken. But the ambulance got there, and they put a cast on her leg. I had grabbed somebody's red T-shirt and wrapped it around her leg because I didn't want to see her to see all the blood. But that's what really started me from doing this as a lark and doing it as something that was valuable. Because if we could help parents not have to watch their child die from an accident or any accident victim, and I started doing this and looking and researching and finding out the properties of my ears and voice and how that could be duplicated for everybody, because I knew that when I died, it died.
Yeah. And so you're working on getting all this stuff, all the, what sounds goes with what actions and things. Now, one thing that I find as really remarkable, and this is what you touched on, is the fact that you have a sound coming out of your ear that's different from your mouth that shares truth. What do you mean by that? And I mean, that's what floors me when you heard me for like 30 seconds, I don't know, 60 seconds, and gave me a really good report that matched what I would have gotten from, I was floored by that. So can you talk about that and what that means?
Well, let's talk about two people. One person talking and then the other person listening. And when the wave file forms, like it pebbles in a pond, they create a third set of waves. And when what you're saying doesn't match what the person is hearing by what they have learned when they talk to people, that creates sour notes. It creates dissonance. Because you're saying, I really, really like you, and your signature sounds that's coming from your ears, saying that's not true, I just want to go to bed with you or something. You know, a good one that we did was Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, when she was spewing, and it was almost venom you could see coming from her face, that they are making people drink out of toilets. She knew her vocal range. She knew that wasn't true. And so people won't believe her when what they feel from what she says doesn't match her words. So we immediately did her vocal range, and it all appears in fantasy. There's octaves of tells us where your voice lays, like octaves in a song, A440, A220, and when those don't match, and we have a computer program that does it all for you, then we know that she was lying or doing it for an effect.
Well, and I want to get into that, because you've done some politicians, which I think people will be really interested in hearing. You did the whole squad. And so I want to talk about that. But how, before we get into those details, do you know if somebody's lying? Because a lot of people believe these people. I mean, you know, they can't tell that somebody's lying unless they have their own experiences that says that somebody's lying. Otherwise, they believe them.
It's almost like, well, I don't know how to explain. If I ever taught it to you, it's almost like a robot talking. I don't know what time it is today. See, can you hear that? It's all on one level. So how about, I don't want to tell you what time it is today. Do you see how that went up and down? When people are lying, there's no jitter in their voice. So when you hear, I'm going to read a book today, there's no jitter. And if I ever teach you to do it, you'll never forget it. One of the biggest ones is that guy that sells gold. And you can listen to parts of his voice, and it's very robotic. It's not that obvious, but it's very robotic. Without that flavor to a voice, they're not telling the truth, or they're not telling all the truth. They're withholding. And we can look at the octaves that their voice is in, and we can tell about what kind of lying they're doing, whether it's fantasy, whether it's for money, whether it's their idea. So I should do a class about that, how to tell when people are telling the truth. Tell me this, answer this question. What would the world be like if we all had to tell the truth?
Well, do you think that white lies? I tell the truth, and if I can't tell the truth, I try not to say anything, right? I don't know. It's just who I am, and I think you know that. Now, but is there ever a white lie that is okay? You know, because I don't know if, you know.
I think so. I'll give you a really good example. A girlfriend and was going on a job interview, and I went with her. And it came her turn, and she got up and twirled around. How do I look? And I said, perfect. But she had a big run up her stocking, so you can tell how long ago it was. Now, I think everything happens for a reason. And that was perfect. I could say, oh my God, you got to run in her stocking. And she would have been horrible at that job interview. But I said, just perfect. Because for that moment in time, that was a perfect thing for her. I don't believe things happen without a reason. I don't think God lets things happen without a reason. It's how we respond to it that makes a difference. And here's another thing that AOC said. She said, we all pray to the same God. If people could really think that, realize that, I think it would be a lot less fighting, a lot less greed, a lot less untruth. It's how we get to that God. And I define God as all sentientness, all thinking, feelingness in one pot. I think rocks have feelings, and trees certainly do, and grass, and humans, and animals. And if we put all of our frequencies, all of our being in one pot, that to me is a God.
Well, now, are there people that worship Lucifer? Because isn't that a different God?
Boy, I don't know if it's even God, but we have to have...
Yeah, exactly.
We have to have balance. And sometimes there is a time when a white lie is great and wonderful, and another situation, that same white lie hurts people. And you can see that in our politics right now. You can see that in our marketing. It's horrid. We stand on diversity in the United States. And right now, it's coming out from a lot of sources that if you don't think like me, I need to kill you and stab you in the heart and break your arm and, you know, throw cement on you. That's not America.
We are shutting down free speech and saying, if you don't think like me and you're not like me and like this, then you can't talk, you can't be anywhere. And that's not what this is all built on. But let's, that's perfect. Let's get into the squad. And you think they should really be called the hit squad. I think the branding of putting four minority women up is a mistake. I think it makes, just a branding marketing mistake. But nonetheless, you think that they should be called the hit squad. Why is that?
Because I looked at their vocal prints and I think they are doing a hit job for a certain mentality that wants our country to move in a certain direction. And I can defeat what they're doing with one question to you. Do you think that if it was four white women saying the same thing about Donald Trump, do you think he would treat them any different?
I think he'd be harder on them.
Harder on the white women?
I think so. And if there was a group of men, he wouldn't hold back.
So I don't think it's because of their color. I think it's because of their mouths.
Well, no, but what I'm saying, I think he's being even kinder because society won't accept. He should be able to treat them just like another white guy if they're politicians. That's my point. If they're politicians and you want to be treated equal, everybody should be treated the way the white guy's treated. Right? Better
right.
in cases and worse in cases, but treat us all the same if you're a politician. Now, they shouldn't get the white glove treatment, and I think they do a little bit, but if that was your question. But what do you, go ahead, take the floor.
Well, Trump's being called a racist because they have different color skin. And I'm saying Trump would treat any color skin of a group in the same way he's treating them, and you just agreed with it.
Yeah, well, I even more agreed with it, yeah. And I think he probably could be even harder on them politically if they really want to be treated equal. But
I can't remember the guy's name. Well, I'll start with Maxine Waters. Here's a politician, elected politician, who says if you see somebody who disagrees with you or is voted in the wrong way, you spit on them, you kick them, you destroy them. That's not what we're about. That's, as Marianne Williams says, that's not loving. It certainly isn't. And I believe when somebody starts violence, when you disagree, that means, and you can look at it in their vocal print, they don't have a strong foundation of what they believe. So they have to resort to violence because they know logically and lovingly their position is not valid.
Oh, excellent. That's a good point. Okay, so you're saying the violence comes because they don't have a strong core. They don't know where
right.
their position is. Can the squad, each one of them you analyzed, can you go through and explain that for each one of them and how what they're saying isn't, even they don't even believe it, and how they're just, go ahead. Let's talk about AOC first, because she is
the eye candy. She's the distraction, the diversion. She has no foundation. She has very little control issues on her own. Most of her stuff is in fantasy. She's being fed information. This is not really her, although she believes by doing this she could help different groups. She really wants to help. It's just not coming from her soul or her heart. Somebody is feeding her.
Well, and so that goes with the fact that she might have been selected, a talent selection as a actress, and then chosen to, because that's what the facts are out there, that she probably was selected to do this, and now she's just kind of playing a role.
Absolutely. That's why it all rolls off of her. Because it's just a role. It's not her stuff.
Okay. And now, but is she genuine in wanting to help people? It's just not, she doesn't know what she's doing.
That's a good way to put it. Yes, she wants to help people and give information and give her own information of why she thinks this is a good idea that another company, organization, something is feeding her, and somebody has convinced her that it would be the right thing for those people to take over. And you're seeing the results of what's happening with her in New York right now, where they take away the freedom for vaccines. They take away the children if you won't get them vaccinated. You know, and there's so many stories going on. You don't know who to believe. I don't even believe some of these snoops and stuff anymore. I found them lying. So even you think you can believe that, really take a vocal print of the person and see for yourselves. We provide this information for free on our Sound Health portal, and people can use the same program I use to discern what's the truth for themselves, and we will give them the information they need.
Yeah, this is just excellent. Okay, so now with AOC, is she a risk for them long term, where she matures, knowing that she's basically a good person, she matures and then starts to figure out that what they're feeding her is BS?
I think that she's already lost her credibility.
Okay.
Because when you look at Zach Epsley, and that's fine, Z-I-C-K Epsley, he talks about how they found her, how they trained her, what they're doing with her, and how they're using her with people who are uneasy with their lives. They don't want to work. They want drugs. They want the parents to pay for everything. They're trying to mold all the young minds that you would see in high school.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, my kids, you know, my son who's in college, he just graduated, he says they love AOC. I mean, she was at a really good school. They love her. And what the kids are seeing on their Twitter site and everything else, we'd be banned for saying half the stuff that they see on a regular basis, and the way that they talk about like Donald Trump and the racism and all these things. So they are, it's really clear for somebody like me, we don't get to see that on a regular basis, but he's like, Mom, you gotta see some of this stuff. And I should get some screenshots for people to see. Because it is exactly what you're saying. I'm glad you're saying this, because it's exactly that. They're being fed and brainwashed, and they know this works. So keep going. This is great.
Well, what do your eighth grader want? They and their college person even, I'll cancel all your loans. I'll pay all your bills. I'll give you a week's pay, and you don't have to do a thing. They're tuning into all the things that children who don't know what the price is of all of that, and they just see, oh, the government's going to give me a paycheck. I can go to the Bahamas and swim and
that's
do
the
nothing.
Fantasy.
They're dropping into the fantasy of what people want. Now, after she gets through with this, I don't think she'll ever be able to come back. There's going to be so much that's proven false about her that I think she lost her credibility.
So do you think that she was used and just thrown away then, is what's going to happen?
Used, but she's beautiful. Sometimes she's very articulate. Sometimes she has good ideas. Like I said, she said we all pray to the same God. And I think that's a great idea, but that's just me. But she says some really dumb stuff.
Well, maybe she can mature, get her own foundation with having a good heart, it sounds like, and then move in her own direction and shed these handlers.
That's a great way to put it. But she says things like people over 80, their life's done, they should volunteer to be killed.
Oh my God, that's terrible. I didn't know she said that.
Just things like that. Even about he had toilets. She lost so much credibility with that. She's 29. I don't know if she still has parents alive. But there's a lot of very significant people over 80 that are still productive. And to say 80 is the cutoff, there's an issue. And rationing for people who are older of insulin and things that keep them alive. You know, I've heard her say some of these things, and I've read some other things that are just horrible about what she has said.
That is absolutely horrible. And they point at others saying that you know, far right nut jobs, that's evil. Those kind of statements are, that's communist, evil, out of control behavior.
I think the biggest thing right now is think about what your child wanted in, say, the 9th or 10th grade. They just wanted you to provide the money. Some of them buy their homework. They didn't really want to be self-responsible. And that's who their audience is. And they are very right in growing those people up. That's how Nazism, they got the young boys in the camps and trained them young. And I have something to say about the training them young when we get to one of the other ladies, because some of the things I found will just turn your hair white.
Wow. Okay. Well, then let's move on to, before we move on, I do have to add a thing to that. I think the young people, they want things taken care of for them. They want everything free, but they also want you to leave them alone and don't tell them what to do.
Yeah, just like that terrible teens.
That's
terrible
exactly
twos,
right. The other twos. Okay, so who's your next person of the squad that you want to talk about?
Well, I would like to talk about the ones that the Rashida Tlaib and Ayanna Pressley. Both of them have issues, but their vocal print is much like AOC, with the exception of, I think Rashida is a Muslim. And the other one, I don't know what Ayanna Pressley is, except she's very spiritual, but she wants you to be religious like her and not anything different, and don't question me. But all three of them lack foundation. They lack the bottom layer of their voice. They lack the ability to control, except Pressley, who wants everything spiritually like she wants it, and she wants to teach you what you should spiritually believe. But most of them are in fantasy. They're all three very similar, but they have different jobs. And one thing I'm going to say here, we may get kicked off the air for. Rashida Tlaib, I think she's a Muslim, with like Omar. There is a tribe, old tribe, of assassins that the name is Rashida, but without the A on the end. And their job was to go in and undermine different governments from the inside out. Or they would assassin or kill people who didn't believe the same way they did. Now, hold that for a minute. When I did Omar's voice, Ilhan Omar, that's when I really got scared.